he wanted something to say that I had the right to work in England. So I said, well, I've got the right to work in England because I've been working all my life, you know. And I said, I've just sort of like semi-retired and taken this job on this way. No, that isn't good enough. We're going to get fined. We'll get this and we'll get that. So I said, okay, phone the Home Office. I'll wait right here for them to come and get me. And he did. He contacted the Home Office and they said, is she in the position? He said, yes. And they said, okay. But he wasn't happy with that. And it was getting to me because it was like a continuous thing. Every day he would be going on, he'd be going on. And on the 6th of November 2009, he dismissed me from my job for gross misconduct. He actually stated in the letter, the grounds upon which you have been dismissed are gross misconduct, namely any breach of a statute which directly affects your ability to carry out your duties or the characteristics of your position. This relates to your refusal or inability to produce a valid passport with a valid work permit, which is required under the Immigration, Asylum and Nationality 2006 Act.